At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Happy Wednesday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, where I am thankful to be done with COVID boosters now, Mike Harmon.
Really?
That, very, very thankful.
That's what felled you again?
Yes.
I have. That's a, when.
Good Lord.
Every time it's been the same thing. I get the COVID shot. And I'm okay. And then the next day, it's like, so on my primary said, I can get you in Monday afternoon. I'm like, yeah, great. I'll do it right before I go into work. And I'm like, what's it going to be like? And she said to me, what was your reaction the last time? I said, I was good. And then the next day, I was bad. Because, okay, what was your time before that? I said, I was good. And then the next day, I was bad. She's okay. What about the time before that? I said, I was good. Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're doing here. She goes, all right, that's what to expect. And that's exactly what yesterday was. About 9 o'clock, I felt great. Like sleeping all day up 9 o'clock, but I'm like, well, you know, we've already had 2 hours of the show, so I'm sure you and Dan Beyer have it. And it's not like, you know, the Mets had made a big trade or, you know, anything else was going on. Like the Knicks actually got Jalen Brunson. So I was like, oh, I'm good. I'll just hang.
No, I took my shots on the Mets, with the greatness of Yordan Alvarez and another home run to bolster his AL MVP possibility.
Yeah, but now he got hurt today.
So that was good. I know.
But now he got hurt today, buddy.
Yeah. The world world doesn't like me sometimes.
No.
We have figured out.
You know who else hit a home run today? Aaron Judge. You know who I picked to win AL MVP?
I know.
Aaron Judge.
Yeah, see, so now that's asked and answered. That was the beauty of it. For 4 hours yesterday, we didn't have a lot of I told you so's or Mets talk. So
well, you guys couldn't have been more as right about the stuff that I'm right about. I'm sorry it was, hey, you know, here's some stuff that, you know, probably going to be wrong, and I'm just let you know. And
it's going into opinions that people may care about, I was right.
Yeah, these are big things.
I have to ask the question, though. I mean, so you were off yesterday. Rob's not feeling well today. Do I get to take tomorrow off? Is transitive properties? Is that how this works?
Yeah,
I mean,
if you want to, sure. You take tomorrow off.
Just randomly.
You know what? I'm going to take tomorrow off, so why not go ahead?
I know. You're already out, so
Yeah. Look, they told me any days you want to take off, they said go right ahead. They told me, whatever Harmon wants off, yeah, it's fine. We'll figure it out. I said, all right, great.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it works.
Yeah.
No, it's all good.
It's good.
It's nice to feel so loved and wanted.
Yes, look, Fox loves you just as much as Freddie Freeman loves the Dodgers.
Oh, right?
Sorry, Frostburg, was that too soon?
Hey, you had a home run tonight.
You know, and sometimes, you know, you feel it. I mean, look, you didn't even call me to say, you know what, I'm not well, man. So we're like, is he really sick? Did he end up in a ditch? Has he taken on my hobo persona? We didn't know.
I was just sleeping most of the day. That's what it was. I was like, hey, laid low, going to sleep. All right, talk to you later. I checked out. I checked out.
What's funny though is we, you know, pull the curtain back as people love to know how the sausage is made and ideas flowing and whatever. And I had this running list, and then there were a couple of topics. I'm like, all right, this is just really someone throwing it at a wall. You know, the spitballing and the leak to test which way the wind is blowing. I'm like, I'm not giving it any air. So I think we mentioned Deshaun Watson for about 35 seconds yesterday. Like, this report is a waste of our time to even debate at this point. So we moved on to other more pressing things. So, you know, I'm glad you're feeling better. A nice recovery. Because you got some winning to do, you know, with your kids' softball and stuff. So, I mean,
we do.
You don't have time to be felled.
And I got free agency tomorrow with the Knicks, man. I got some stuff, man.
We did talk about the Knicks yesterday.
Now, we laughed a lot.
No, listen.
Well, we did, but it was fair and balanced coverage of the Knicks.
But let me just say this, because this is completely true. Before we get into James Harden, I am so incredibly nervous that even though all signs point to Jalen Brunson signing with the Knicks, everything the Knicks are doing, they make the trades yesterday to free up Alec Burks, is gone, Noel is gone,
sure.
All for him, right? All for Jalen Brunson. This is not, hey, we have, no, it's all for Jalen Brunson. There's quotes from Rick Brunson, his dad, former Knick.
He's already working over there.
Yeah, look how close they are and how close they've been with Leon Rose. You know, look, it's a fait accompli. They're getting Jalen Brunson. But if they don't get him, this might be the most embarrassing Knicks headline in a decade, where they have made all these moves strictly for one player. We're not doing this to go try to get DeJounte Murray. No. Jalen Brunson's our guy. He's Knick royalty, right? Come on, you want to get Cleveland royalty? He's Knick royalty. No. I am so nervous that they're going to botch this, and suddenly the Mavericks are going to swoop in and they're going to give him the money, and he's going to say, yeah, it's where my heart is. They've done all of this specifically to get him. And if they don't get him, this is the Knicks in a nutshell. This is the Knicks' entire franchise. This is 20 years of the Knicks summed up in one storyline. They went all in, made trades to move on. They wanted to get a guy whose dad works for the Knicks, who played for the Knicks, who his family has all kinds of ties with the Knicks. If they somehow don't get him,
can't wait.
That's how bad it is. And yeah. I am ready for the embarrassment of that. I am so ready for the, because I'm like, I feel like I'm so nervous that it's going to happen. It's like I have to get that, my mind right with it, that hey, by this time tomorrow I might have to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple of things with Brunson, right? Tim McMahon of ESPN had the story that Brunson could have been signed to a four-year extension for $55.5 million by Dallas before the season. They didn't offer him an extension till well, late. So it was like, all right, beat it. No contract talk after the season started. That was Rick Brunson talking about it. And so now you're looking at the price of poker being reportedly $110 million. And everybody has jumped as fast as they can to declare Jalen Brunson the next big thing. Oh, look what he's going to be able to do. It's like, we don't know. Right? I mean, maybe the playoffs are the pretend to some breakout superstar to be, but you have no idea. And it's the Knicks.
Yeah.
So yeah. Given their history, I got to say, I'm a little bit skeptical, but grateful that we're going to be around to watch it all unfold.
Knicks,
and see the chaos, you know, as it is. Like today was just full of story after story where you just laugh, go, oh, now he wants to be that guy. So, you know, you have those kind of things that make, look, the NBA has just given us story after story. So we don't have to live in Baker country. We don't have to spend, you know, countless hours dissecting every bit of breadcrumb out there, or, you know, to see if we can sway public emotion in the Watson hearings. No, NBA silly season is upon us, and man, it's kind of crazy.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Discover exceptionally common sense. So while I'm nervous about the Knicks, let me just say right away, I want everyone to see through the headline of James Harden from today. Okay, see through the headline. James Harden, in one of the first big moves of free agency, has declined his $47 million option, going to become a free agent, but he wants to negotiate a new deal with Philadelphia that will allow them to have roster flexibility to build a better team, including use of the full $10.5 million exception. Harden has supposedly talked with the 76ers about this specifically since the end of the year. I want to help them reshape the roster towards championship contention. Just for a second. Now James Harden is team oriented. Now James Harden is team oriented. Wasn't team oriented with the Rockets when he decided I'm going to blitz my way out of there. Nope, don't want to be here anymore. Don't want to go to meetings. Don't want to go. In fact, when I've had it enough, I'm just going to have a press conference, say the situation's untenable, drop the mic and walk away. No, no, not that team. No. But the Nets, James Harden, team guy. No, not enough to get in shape. Not enough to actually show that he can be a difference maker with the Nets. Doesn't even make it 82 games before the Nets have to say, you know, we need a new guy because you're not the guy. No. Not that team, James Harden. Then the team, James Harden, who shows up in Philadelphia, still not in shape, not the same dynamic player. Philadelphia gets bounced from the playoffs. Oh, now James Harden, faced with $47 million and the last payday of his career, now he's a team guy. Now I want to help win championships. Oh, now he's like, I've had that moment of clarity that has come to me. I've had that moment where I completely understand the NBA now. This is how we build, and I want to win. I've done that now. My epiphany in the NBA is here. No, this is a complete load of crap, and all he's going to do is sacrifice $10 or $15 million this year. Hey, you take my $10 million, use it for the exception, get another good player in here, and then have another year tacked onto his deal for $35 million. So in the end, instead of getting 47 this year, he'll lose $10 or $15 million this year to seem like I'm a good guy getting it back, but you're going to give me $35 million next year, right? Because nobody else is going to give James Harden $35 million. Nobody is, and he knows it. He knows that he's at the end of getting paid. Kyrie knows he's at the end of getting paid. James Harden knows he's at the end. So here's Harden. Hey, now I'm a team guy. Now I'm a good guy. Now I'm going to help everybody try to win a championship because I'm James Harden, James Harden, James Harden. No, all he's doing is saying, I'll give a little bit back now because this is how business works. All right, I'll get $10 or $15 million less next year. But the year after, I'll get $35 million. And it's $35 more than he was going to get, where you don't know what he's going to get after the $47 million, the big paydays could dry up. Maybe the Sixers decide, yes, James Harden, you have used your Jedi mind trick. We'll go a three-year deal with you and give you an extra $35 million on top of that, James Harden. Yeah, just see through all of this crap. James Harden is not suddenly a team guy. He's not suddenly someone that's seen, hey, I've turned over a new leaf in my life. Yeah, I've seen it. Not happening. He's just going to try, because that's why this is the story today of James Harden opting out of taking less money so he can own that part of, hey, I'm a good guy, and then it's just going to be, oh, I've convinced the Sixers to give me more money than I would have lost, and I come out ahead in the deal. That's all this is. James Harden is not suddenly a new guy, a new NBA player, and I've got a new direction in my life. No, forget it. Not happening.
Well, look, I'll give the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you had a moment of clarity. You watched the chaos go on.
What are you, Doc Rivers? You really think that's going to happen?
Well, that's the problem that I have with it, right? In a vacuum, James Harden coming to this epiphany himself is cool. The problem is Doc Rivers is still there. So, you know, in the end, I think your ceiling is only so high. But I look at that squad, and you got to like what you have coming back on paper, right? Relative to the rest of the Eastern Conference, right, where we talk about the Knicks, we talk about other teams trying to make moves. Right, no, you don't have anybody coming back from some crazy injury here like you do in all these other spots, right? Everybody, Middleton will be back, and he'll be just the same guy or better. Okay, maybe, maybe not. Go on down the line. Hey, this guy re-signed here. This guy might shuffle. You might have a trade. There's still a lot to work out. The Sixers, at least from a core perspective, are pretty good. So maybe James Harden has watched all the hot take nonsense and WWE works from all the other members of the NBA elite, including, well, one of his former teammates, and just said, out of hell with it. You know, if I win, I could be in those conversations too. I got stuff to say. Hell, my jersey's retired in clubs nationwide. So I don't know. I'll buy it for a minute until it blows up. Right? You give up a little, get a lot in theory later, right? The money is a whole other thing. It's more just the symbolism of it, the fired up, and maybe to appease Joel Embiid a little bit, maybe, because he was getting salty towards the end, and maybe this causes a reduction in friction there in that locker room. No, I'll buy in. I still don't want him on my team in my great hypothetical, you know, which one of these guys would you want of those veteran players? But in terms of a movement made for, you know, some of the good and for part of it, you know, he knows what damage he's done to his reputation, his career. Maybe he cares, maybe he doesn't. But I'll at least give him the benefit of the doubt because I'm feeling benevolent here.
Oh, look at you. You're like a 76ers executive going, yeah, let's go. Why not? Let's give him money. Let's give Jack. I know we saw what he's been like the last decade. Let's give him money. Let's look at it. It's like you should be working for the James Harden. Is like, oh, I wish this guy was on the Sixers. Oh, he'd believe in me turning over a new leaf. I want to get this Harden guy in charge of the team. Can I get him? Can I get Doc Rivers to report to him? He's going to give me money.
No. Hey, look at this. It started from a report of, hey, they're not going to give him a max deal. Okay, so, I mean, that's a pretty good starting point. No, blank you. You've gotten your max deals. And now we come to this. Why can't we have some positivity, Smith?
All right, because I know James Harden.
You came back from being ill here on a Wednesday, like Lazarus rising from the dead. So here, I'm with you.
All right, I know James Harden. I know James Harden.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Before we get into the Freddie Freeman situation here, just think about this for a second, all right? We talk a lot about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and who won the breakup. And, you know, there went Brady to go win Super Bowls. And here's Belichick trying to stay a great coach and build the Patriots up. And the first year without Tom Brady was terrible. The second year was okay. You know, look, Mac Jones was okay. Doesn't look like the Patriots are building a juggernaut to compete with everybody. Oh. Look, Belichick's a great coach, but they're struggling. And when we look at who the winner of the war is right now, it's Tom Brady. Looking at things, it's kind of the same, but how much has the genius of Greg Popovich taken a hit in the last few years, right? Because once you got to 2016 and Tim Duncan retired, what has happened with San Antonio? They traded Kawhi Leonard. You know, Manu Ginobili retired, right? Tony Parker left. They traded DeMar DeRozan, who's turned into a really good player in his early 30s again. And now today they traded DeJounte Murray, who was their all-star.
And you cut LaMarcus Aldridge.
Right. You've done all of these things. And this is, you know, the genius, Greg Popovich, that was a great head coach for a long time. 5 championships. How much of this can you say, boy, he had Tim Duncan? He had the big fundamental. How much can you say now? Well, maybe Tim Duncan was the guy, and he was more responsible than here's the system what Greg Popovich has built. Because what we've seen is he's not been able to get along with stars, and he's not been able to utilize stars to make his team better, right? DeMar DeRozan, who was an MVP guy for the first half of last year. He had a 2-week span where he had a game-winning shot in like 7 consecutive games, right? And here's DeJounte Murray. No, couldn't win with him. Couldn't win there. Couldn't get along with Kawhi Leonard. Had to wind up trading him away. Still has not been able to make that trade into something big. You've brought in star players, and you've said goodbye to star players, and where are you? So you talk about a guy whose reputation has taken a hit. It's Greg Popovich. I mean, look, they trade DeJounte Murray today. It's all right, well, hasn't worked. Oh, Popovich is going to build. No, this has been 6 years of the Spurs continuing to reload and rebuild, and you are not seeing them at the level they should be at. If Bill Belichick gets a lot of flack for not being able to turn the Patriots into a good team, maybe it was Tom Brady, you could say the same thing for Greg Popovich and the Spurs.
Yeah, I got no argument with that. I mean, certainly you had a convergence of events and, you know, continuity and consistency when it comes to the coaching and your star players, right? We talk about it all the time. You and I talk about it Monday through Friday. It's certainly a mainstay in talking points in a lot of issues that I do with Bucky Brooks on Sundays, Jason. It's like if you've got an stability in your front office, coaching staff, and then a nucleus of players that isn't trading out, don't miss significant time due to injury, you're more than likely to have some run of success. Does it mean you win titles? Maybe, maybe not. But you certainly are in the mix. And for the Spurs, everything coalesced. And obviously, Tim Duncan is a guy whose name gets debated a bunch, right? With Steph Curry winning his fourth title, Duncan was one of the guys. All right, if you're doing your top 10 or 15, let's go. Poll question. Who goes out? Is it Tim Duncan? Is it, and insert, you know, Kobe's name comes up, Shaq's name comes up. People start trying to figure out who the odd man out, and Duncan's always going to be included because, well, he wasn't very exciting to people. People kind of denigrate what the Spurs were. Were they great basketball to watch if you were a fan looking for high-flying action? No. Were they great for television ratings? Hell no. But they had consistency, and they had a guy who goes down, at least from my eyes of what I've watched in my 40-plus years here on this earth, one of the greatest players and consistent players that we've seen. And so for Greg Popovich, yeah, you're trying to go into that next spot. And, you know, much like we've surmised, and you know, I think part of it is the truth serum for Coach K, obviously age, but walking away from Duke. And then you're looking at other retirements, right? When we look at different movements in college football and college basketball, that maybe the NIL and the changing of all of those rules, you know what? It's a different world, right? Jay Wright walking away this year. How much of that? He wasn't a big believer in the change of structure and adding in all sorts of elements of and variables, right? He liked consistency. So when we look at Popovich, maybe the more player agency becomes an issue, and I mean an issue in a positive way, right? Guys are deciding what they want to do for their futures, free agency, or in the occasional, hey, I just want out of here. This isn't working for me. And I know the fans in that local market, the media, they're going to be mad, betrayed, whatever. But the reality is everybody else has agency in your job if you want to go do something else. Might have to negotiate a buyout or something, depending on how your work is structured, but you're going to be able to move. Likewise, maybe for Greg Popovich, this era, especially when you look at the players who were either traded, released, whatever, they were guys that were starting to talk. We've talked about that with Bill Belichick the same way, right? And how as soon as guys left, I mean, Rob Gronkowski and Brady and some of their stuff and talking about their time in New England, Edelman, go on down the line, talk about where, you know, the no fun league extended into the locker room, successful, winning, but also stressful and a whole other thing that, you know, once you see the other side, whether it's retirement or another team, maybe it's like, well, maybe that's not the best, you know, not the way that has to go. And I wonder if Popovich is feeling some of that. So yeah, he put him in the same bucket with Belichick in that regard.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Let's get to this here for a couple minutes. We have Rick Bucher coming up in a bit, who's going to help us get set for everything going on in free agency. Jalen Brunson and James Harden and DeJounte Murray. A big story out of Major League Baseball today. Doug Gottlieb here on Fox Sports Radio earlier today tweeted out that Casey Close, agent for Freddie Freeman, never presented Freddie Freeman with the final offer from the Braves last season before Freddie Freeman left for the Dodgers. This has been a big story the past few days because of Freddie Freeman's crying press conference in Atlanta and Clayton Kershaw saying, hey, I hope he likes us. You know, hey, Freddie, you play for us now. And Freddie Freeman had to fire his representation and look for new people, is looking for new agents to help him going forward. Now, since this was reported earlier today, now Molly Knight reporting that Casey Close, the agent in question, just released a statement to Tom Verducci saying that there is no truth to that story and that he would testify to it under oath that he didn't replace or that he didn't report the final contract offer of the Braves to Freddie Freeman. So now this is something that's going to be looked into and adjudicated. We have more steps coming this with that with the report that Doug had earlier today. And now here's Casey Close saying, no, I didn't do that. The bottom line is this. This Freddie Freeman story is an absolute disaster for the Dodgers. Right? It's one thing to come back and be teary-eyed, hey, it's a press conference, but now you know he didn't want to leave, and you wonder how happy is he being a Dodger. Right, because Clayton Kershaw wouldn't say anything unless he felt he had to. Clayton Kershaw's not going to get involved in daily minutia, everyday stuff like this. But for him to say, hey, we hope Freddie likes it here, because you could tell Freddie Freeman's on that Braves hangover and he never wanted to leave. So if everybody's given it, now that Freddie Freeman doesn't have representation, I can help Freddie Freeman with what the next step should be. Is because, like I said, this is a disaster for Freeman and the Dodgers right now. I would tell Freddie, dude, suck it up, smile, have a press conference, tell everybody you love being a Los Angeles Dodger. Decisions have consequences. In the end, you could have gone back to Atlanta because they did have an offer on the table that we know you knew about. It wasn't what you wanted, but if you wanted to go back and take $145 million instead of $165 million, you could have done that. You didn't do it. You went, okay? Suck it up. Tell everybody how happy you are to be a Dodger and go forward, because this is what you should be doing, because decisions have consequences. I'm going to say it again because that's a thing. Nobody told you, oh, you got to do this. This is where you could have made a different decision if you wanted to. But right now, what you have to fix is the perception that you're only playing with the Dodgers because you got to go out there and tell everybody, I am happy to be here. I love my team. I love my teammates. Maybe it's one of those things where you talk right before a game or you are on an off day, but you make sure people know how happy you are to be a Los Angeles Dodger. Put this thing to bed and move on, because right now he's like, I feel like he's like Wesley Snipes' character from The Fan, who signed a free agent deal with the Giants but wasn't hitting, so he wore his Braves jersey under his Giants jersey for good luck.
Hey,
like,
Bobby!
Is Freddie Freeman wearing his Braves jersey under his Dodgers jersey just to hit well? Yeah, you got a home run tonight. I mean, I wonder, Freddie, take that jersey off. Are you wearing a Braves jersey under? Yeah, you have to fix this and suck it up and smile. That's what I would tell Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, I think, you know, for those that missed it, when this first came up on Friday and we discussed it, you know, one of the big talking points, at least, you know, I tried to bang the drum on with Clayton Kershaw's, number one, he normally doesn't inject himself into things that aren't, that he doesn't have to deal with, right? So being asked by the AJC about the Freddie Freeman, he could have said that first line, hey, you know, obviously meant a lot, means a lot to them, they mean a lot to him, and could have left it at that. But the fact that he decided, you know what, I'm putting it out there. Let's put that out there. That was kind of interesting from when we look at Clayton Kershaw's career as a whole, right? Because he showed a little bit of emotion when he helped unveil Sandy Koufax's statue outside Dodger Stadium. But otherwise, he's generally a guy who's pretty quiet, goes about his business. I mean, he does interviews and is good with his time and everything, but normally doesn't delve too deep into things outside of his regular routine and where the team is in the moment. So that was kind of interesting. As related to the rest of this, yeah, for Freddie Freeman, you had the full weekend. Statement, Plaschke, our guy from the LA Times, and our friend here on the show, whoever it's got to be with, sit down and talk about how great the clubhouse has been. And at this point, you can lie. But you have to have a statement.
Hey, me and Clayton are great friends. I never talked to that. Doesn't matter.
But I don't mean that in Clayton, but yeah. But it could be. But just in general, the idea of coming to Los Angeles, what it's meant. And obviously, you know what? Just say, look, I had a great time in Atlanta. It's done. And I have to accept that and move on. And put it out there as just show your humanity, which you did with crying, but then it dragged on. And whatever the truth is and how negotiations broke down, something was missing. Something in the discussions was lost in translation. Years, dollars, this guy said this, this guy said that. Whatever that truth is, I don't know. Unless we get full transcripts, we're never going to know. But the reality is you got a guy who's in the middle of a season. And look, he hit well this past week. But still, clearly, his psyche is a bit damaged from what went down. So, but someone's got to be in that clubhouse, whether it's Dave Roberts, someone else, to just say, you know what, we need to move past this and be done with this and get out in front of the good people of Los Angeles to put this to rest once and for all.
Freddie, got to do it, Freddie.
Well, because the All-Star game's coming here. What
I
are you going to get?
I know.
Freddie Freeman's third amongst first basemen.
Dude, you signed a big contract here, man. This is your team now. I'm sorry. This is your team.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, joining us now on the hotline for a big free agency primer, Fox Sports 1 NBA insider on the Ball podcast. He's on Twitter, at Rick Bucher. It is Rick Bucher. And I say to you, Rick Bucher, Knicks, yo, here we come.
It begins again, Rick.
Here we come, and there we go.
You know, I have this. Look, everything is pointing towards the Knicks landing Jalen Brunson, one of the big prizes in free agency, right?
Yep.
Every day it's happening. There's nothing out of Dallas. It's the relationship that the Knicks have had with Jalen Brunson and Rick Brunson for a long time. It's a fait accompli, which makes me think it's not going to happen. And something is and it's going to be the most embarrassing Knicks headline of the last decade, that a guy they made trades for, that they went all in for to go sign, is going to wind up playing someplace else.
That's not my fear. My fear is that they actually get him. And they get him.
Oh,
for the
come
price
on, man. Come on, Rick.
Wow. I celebrated the Hell in a Cell Mankind and Undertaker anniversary yesterday, Rick. You just topped it.
Well, I do what I can.
Nicely done,
look,
man.
That's why you guys allow me to be on your show on a weekly basis. I have to bring it. I have to bring it in a new and different way. No, this is the issue, and we see this time and again. You can sell me on all the things that Jalen Brunson can bring to the Knicks. Is Jalen Brunson going to change the Knicks' fortunes? Based on what you are paying him, he has to be darn near a franchise changer. He has to be a pivotal player. Now, I love Jalen Brunson. I love everything about Jalen Brunson. I think he's a gritty, tough player. But he's in that Fred VanVleet camp of gritty, undersized, tough, mentally tough point guards who don't necessarily draw double teams or force a team to really change how it defends you. And so, look, I think it hurts the Dallas Mavericks in a big way, because I thought he was a great accompaniment to Luka Doncic. But having him stand alone with the New York Knicks, unless you're looking and you're telling me, well, R.J. Barrett or Julius, I can't even say that straight with a straight face, Julius Randle or some other element with them is going to be, not Luka Doncic, but is going to be a star of the magnitude of Brunson or better, now I'm paying attention, because now I have a point guard who can distribute and get everybody involved and all of that. But it's always about, in free agency, it's not just about getting the guy, it's what it costs you to get the guy. And they cleared a number of Nerlens Noel was a very useful player last year. Alec Burks had his moments. Like, they lost a couple of players that were contributing pieces in order to make room for Brunson. And now you're paying him where it ultimately is going to cost you some other pieces down the line. Can you afford them? That's my concern, is that it so fits with Tibbs and they so need a point guard and Brunson's the best available out there, that they're going to end up spending way too much in assets, in pure cash, and that Brunson's not going to be able to live up to it. And then we know how that plays in Madison Square Garden. We know how that plays with Knicks fans. Never well. And that is my concern. That's why I honestly, if they didn't get him, based on what they want to spend on him, what they've already spent on him, I'm more concerned about that than them not getting him.
There you go. There's your Knicks. It had to happen. And Rick's the guy to come in and kind of pat you on the back and tell you straight while making you feel good about bad news. Okay. Now, moving on with opt-ins, opt-outs, and shuffling of money. And then we have James Harden today saying, you know what? I want to win. I want to do this for the good of the team. And in our first hour, Rick, I said, hey, I'll grab some popcorn and sit back and watch it. Yep. Do I believe in his heart of hearts he's changed? Nah, well, not really. But it'll be a fun experiment to see come to fruition what Doc Rivers can do with that squad.
Yeah. Yeah, and look, do I believe that Harden opted out in order to save the team money?
He's a team guy now, Rick. He's completely turned over a new leaf now. Of course that's what he's doing.
He's not that guy from the podium in Houston at all.
And you know what? I just got a call. Jalen Brunson just grew 6 inches. And James Harden is a team guy. So I changed my feelings about everything. No, Look, it's going to benefit him in the long run. What scares me a little bit is if you opt out and then you're going to sign a team-friendly deal, but you're signing a long-term deal, what do you know about your physical situation that prompts you to say, you know what, I need to have guaranteed money? And I would assure you that whatever deal he signs is going to be worth more than the money he would get on a one-year deal. And so this is Harden. I mean, look, it does give the Philadelphia 76ers a little more flexibility for sure. But I would also think that it gives him a little more security because, as we've seen over the last couple of years, he has a hard time staying healthy. And what is a guy when he knows where his body is, and that may be the case? Let me load up now. Let me load up one more time because I don't know that a year from now that he would be able to get the same kind of deal that he's getting right now. So I think he's being very shrewd. I do think it works in the Philadelphia 76ers' favor to a certain extent. I just don't know that it's enough that it's going to change their fortunes dramatically because Harden is still at the heart of this team. And who is your leader? Okay, if it's Joel Embiid, can Joel Embiid hold James Harden accountable in the way that Kevin Durant did not and has not held Kyrie Irving accountable? See, this whole thing about I love playing with this guy, I'm open and all that stuff, that's all well and good. But what makes the Warriors special is that Steph, Draymond, and Klay all hold each other accountable, and they hold the rest of the team accountable as a result. That's what made the Boston Celtics different is when Marcus Smart held Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown accountable, and they wind up in the finals. You never have to worry about accountability in Miami. That comes down from the top, and that's why you get a guy like Jimmy Butler. So that's my real question. As we move these pieces around, how does it change the structure, the leadership structure of these teams that have shown leadership flaws? And whatever Harden does with his contract, I don't know that it changes the intrinsic dynamic or lack of leadership that the Philadelphia 76ers have. I would hope that Embiid would get to a point where he would say, look, I just want to win, and I need everybody to be committed to this deal. And holds them accountable. But I haven't seen it yet, and some guys just don't have it within their temperament to do it, and that's what concerns me, regardless of what James Harden does with his contract.
Rick Bucher, our guest, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. All right, the third big news of the day, yeah. DeJounte Murray, I feel like the Hawks stole him. Danilo Gallinari, 3 first-round picks, and you're talking about a 25-year-old all-star that you're going to team up with Trae Young. How much do you like this deal for Atlanta?
I'm okay with it. This is what makes me nervous with San Antonio, is that they always create value with players. And one thing or another, it's are you going to get the same player that they had? And if they're moving off of DeJounte Murray at this point in his career, at 25, just becoming an all-star, it says to me that they don't believe that he's his cornerstone piece. So let us go get a bunch of first-round picks to continue to try to get it. Or either that, or they were concerned that he was going to stay there, that they could keep him there at the price point that they wanted, because that's one of the other smart things San Antonio does, is that they don't, unlike the Knicks, they don't overpay for players. They'll move them before they have to overpay for them. And the beauty of the Knicks is it's not even with their own players that they overpay, although Julius Randle says thank you very much. They'll even go and get somebody else's player and overpay him.
All right, listen, let's just focus on DeJounte Murray, okay?
Okay, sorry,
focus on that, okay?
The Knicks are like what the Knicks do is like a magnet. It's just, you want to get away from it, and then it's like a car crash. You're fascinated. You know you shouldn't look. You know you shouldn't pay attention to it, but you just can't help because, you know, there's that carnage. It's that sick human twisted element in all of us, like, oh my god, did you see that? Oh, that's horrible. The Knicks did what? Yeah. So, the problem I see with the Hawks, or what I saw last year, is not talent, it's chemistry. there's a chemistry element missing there. Now, I do think that DeJounte will help them in terms of their defense, certainly. But three first round picks for DeJounte Murray, first time All-Star. I don't know. I'm not looking at it like it was a Hawks steal by any means, and I'm still wondering, like, the Trae Young. Look, this is what I've heard with the whole chemistry there. Trae Young takes a lot of shots, does a lot offensively. They appreciate that. They don't appreciate that he doesn't play a whole lot of defense. And there's guys on that team who can score, like Bogdanović, who's like, I'd like a few more shots because I put a little more effort in on the defensive end. And it's one of the reasons why they feel that they need to move John Collins, because he doesn't see all the touches that he wants. So adding DeJounte Murray, I don't know whether it's the panacea that everybody is portraying it as, because it's one more guy who's going to expect to have the ball in his hands. And again, this is what when the Spurs, where they are right now, sort of in a rebuilding mode, move off of a 25-year-old first-time All-Star, I'm like, what do they know that they're not telling anybody else? Because that, I don't know about you guys, but that just seems like an odd move, especially since the advertisement was they wanted somebody, like they wanted a big-time player back in exchange, and they didn't get that. They got futures. So
yeah, Rick,
it was something that was pushing them to get off of DeJounte Murray.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, maybe something comes out in the wash, but something Jason and I were talking about earlier, Rick, was just, you know, where are you at with Pop in the organization given the last 5 years, right?
Yeah.
10th place, 10th place, 11th place, couple 7th place finishes with losses in the first round, three straight non-qualifiers. And now you trade away a guy who at least looked to be a piece, and maybe there's a big backstory you'll uncover for us. But in the interim, it's, all right, with Popovich, is it still in Pop we trust?
In God We Trust is on the penny, and it's minted into the penny. And that's sort of where Pop is right now. Like, he's minted into the San Antonio Spurs. Where there's no judging, like, Pop gets to decide when he's going to leave. And yes, I mean, in some ways, we were really spoiled. Like, San Antonio, for decades, played well above their weight. Their consistent success, the players that they were able to acquire, like, what they were accomplishing normally does not happen in a market with a team like San Antonio. And now you're left sort of with the Pop mindset, which is, we run the show and you follow us. I mean, it's a little bit like Salt Lake City, and like they just have a way of, this is the way our organization operates, and you can either operate the way we operate or you need to go someplace else. But nobody here is bigger than the team. And it's really difficult to attract stars when you have that approach. But because of what Greg Popovich has given them over the last 20 years, he gets a free ride there as long as he wants it. I just don't see any way, anyhow, that at any point they may have a conversation, hey, Pop, might be time, but it's still going to be left to Greg Popovich to decide when he goes, regardless of how many consecutive trips to the lottery they make.
He's on Twitter, at Rick Bucher. That is at Rick Bucher, Fox Sports 1. NBA Insider, check out his On the Ball podcast. And a special one that's going to be a daily one about the Knicks. It's going to be a 3-hour podcast. It's going to be him and Draymond Green talking just about the Knicks every single day.
Well, you know, it could be that. It could be that. I have a feeling you will not be listening to that podcast.
No, that'll be something where I will let you wrap it up for me, and then I'll go on from there. Yeah,
I'll let you know. I'll give you the highlight every week.
Rick,
what's the 3 hours?
Rick, did I need to listen? Oh no, you did not need to listen this week. Okay, great. Thank you.
In fact, please, you better not listen. It would be best for your health not to listen.
Take it easy, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, you got it.
See you, Rick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.